What up, ghetto nerds? It's your boy, the Lord on High, the Gold Mouth Gordito, aka the Prince of Plump, Tristan, coming at you again. And across from me is
Lord Braden, aka Lord Thickness, according to my son,
aka Quadzilla. give a quick shout out to Zoo Capo for the beat. You need any beat making, hit him up, zucapo.com. That's ZUKAPO.COM. That being said, let's get into this shit. This week, we're going to talk about that She-Hulk trailer that dropped.
And it looks promising.
How you feel about it? Other than promising, like, how many times have you watched it? A few?
Well, I've only watched it a few times because I've been off social media.
Banned, you mean?
No, I've... IG, I've walked away from it for a little bit.
Oh.
I am banned on Facebook. But Twitter, I am popping off on Twitter.
Per the huge.
No, on Twitter, I'm popping off. Like, it's...
Would you call somebody a potato again?
No, it was that one dude. Like, he started talking... Like, he made a sexual comment about my son. I'm like, that's a weird dude. Like, first you came out as a racist, and now you're a pedophile? That's weird. He's like, I'm 10 toes down. I'll come and fight you right now. I'm like, all right, Omaha, Nebraska, come find me. And he's like, no, you a pussy. You need to come fight me. I was like, hold on, what, Mr. 10 Toes? What's going on? It's a whole thing. Anyway, he reported me, then proceeded to talk ish, like, oh, yeah, see how you ran away scared. I'm like, dog, you banned me. Like, so I can't say nothing for 30 days.
Wow.
But at that point, do I just leave it alone? Or do I become petty? Like, I'm back, motherfucker.
Oh, I'd be petty as shit. Especially if you're talking about my son.
Well, the reason why I get triggered off because it's like, it's just some stupid looking jackass white dude. Jackass from
fucking nowhere.
First of all, he's a Steeler fan. Second of all, he's just like...
So chances are he's a rapist too.
Right. It's just the whole thing. Like, it just took... Like, I saved some of the comments or the screenshots before he banned me. Because, like, they banned me for bullying and harassment.
Hilarious.
I was like, you made a pedo comment, dog. Like, come the fuck on.
You're 10 toes down, but you're reporting me on Facebook, you fucking E-thug.
His name's like Jackson something.
Yeah, fuck Jackson. How about that? But fuck him. He don't deserve no...
But, though, like, from the few times I did watch it, I watched it on Twitter.
Because
I'm actually... fucking around trolling on Twitter, and like I'm actually excited for it, like for this new phase.
Me too.
Because it looks promising, even though everybody in Multiverse of Madness got fucking murked. But that's the beauty of the multiverse.
You saw it?
Yeah.
You finally saw it?
Yes. Dude,
Krasinski is fucking Reed Richard though.
I like it.
Jim is me too. I fucking loved it when I was like, I thought they were going to give us a variation of fucking Black Panther on the Illuminati. I didn't know who the fuck or how the fuck.
Well, during the whole Love and Thunder bit with Natalie Portman as Thor sitting there, you see the goddess Bastet. So they're like, oh, that's the A Panther god or some shit like that. Like, I mean, really, she's a god or whatever, but like in actual mythology. So like maybe they'll do some type of spin where somebody else gets blessed with it. I don't want M'Baku. I know the whole fan theory that they want M'Baku. I'm like, no, dude. Like, there's no like correlation there.
No, he's the white gorilla. He's fucking yes. You know, he's the mountain people. He's their Black Panther,
right?
So like, it's going to be. I feel like it's going to be Shuri because in the comics it does that, and then it eventually comes back to T'Challa, which gives Marvel enough time to recast the fucking role.
Recast him, or they could,
or they.
They can bring
Killmonger
from
back.
Another universe, and or he's actually T'Challa in that universe.
You never get confirmation of his death in Black Panther.
True.
He just says, he just says, bury me out and see with our ancestors.
Yep.
You never see him, and they have the technology to bring him back, so, you know.
It could have happened during the snapping. Like,
that too. And, you know, it could have fucking gave him the perspective like, oh, okay.
Well, like I said, he could just be T'Challa in another multiverse.
My goal is still the same. It's just my methods have changed.
Yep.
I want my people to fucking finally reap rewards that we're due type shit. But we digress again to She-Hulk. So one dude I was debating on Facebook about. He said, man, like, it looks goofy, like a comedy. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. It should be. Have you never read a She-Hulk comic? And he was like, no, not really. I was like, well, then shut the fuck up. Like, she's a comedy character. Yes, she can beat your ass, and yes, she can get serious when need be, but she's a fucking goofball. She
has more, like...
And she breaks the fourth wall.
Yep. I was like, she's... Like, she was made to be, like, a comedic Hulk. Like, it's... She's in tune with her emotions. She doesn't just rage fuck out. She's like Bruce Banner in Endgame, pretty much.
Like, Yeah.
Like, oh, you want tacos? Like, like kind of like that, but, you know, more personality.
Dude, that scene where she takes that dude home and she's carrying him like a baby. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, what I wouldn't give.
Dude, that's a kink.
I'm like, oh, what I wouldn't give. Like, yes, Jen, pick me up, baby. You big, jolly, green, fucking beautiful woman.
There's this chick who's like 6'2 on TikTok, and she's like all about short kings, allegedly. And I commented on her stuff, and she hit me up. She, I was like, I'm actually an arborist. I can climb that tree. She's like, oh, so you got plenty of ropes. I'm like, you know what? You're starting the whole thing.
Like, listen, how close are you to me? Because I'll fuck around and drive out and find out.
Dude, I love tall women.
Oh, but yeah, me too. Even like, though I married a short one.
It's okay. You get an offset.
I mean, yeah.
But like, man, I was like, I don't want it to happen. But I do want it to happen. Like, we're just like, to carry me across the threshold or something. Like, just one of those funny-ass moments.
I'd be, like, such a cat man. Like, if She-Hulk were real and I could fuck with her and, like, that was my girl. And they'd be like, oh, she carried you. Baby, punch this dude. Like,
baby, hit him with the punchline.
just make her flinch at him. They break out like fucking roaches when the light come on. Like, yeah.
I just know my friends, they wouldn't give me no type of play. They're like, dude, I bet you she make you hit the headboard. Like, fuck you. Like, she's She-Hulk. Like, we don't have a headboard strong enough.
Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about, man? Our mattress is on the ground. Right. Like, that's the only way that can happen.
Cinder blocks, homie.
We had to fucking get Forge to special build us some shit.
Right. They had to put car shocks.
Our bed has leaf springs. Right. Like, you can't just... Nah, ain't no Tempur-Pedic with Jen.
Right. No, but, like, when I did watch it, though, I did have low expectations, because I didn't know what to expect, and when I watched it, I was like, yo, okay, no, I'm pretty excited for this now.
Yeah,
same thing with Love and Thunder. I had low expectations, and...
Oh, that trailer's fucking hilarious, dude.
Dude.
When Chris Hemsworth just, like...
Both Chris's, like, they're little...
When Chris just fucking eases into frame, like, looking at Chris Pratt, and he's just like, the fuck are you... Move, man! Like...
Well, because, like, in the first one... Quill is fat. They're fucking with him because he's fat. Then he gets more in shape in the second one. And then ever since they meet Thor, it's like a bodily competition. So then you see...
And then Thor's fat, and he's like, yeah, fucking won this one. Yeah. And then when he takes that fucking thing off in there, you see Chris Pratt, Quill in the background like, oh, god damn it.
Yep.
Like, I was like, dude, that's such a subtle little fucking thing. But I was like, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm all for this shit.
Yeah, this is going to be like one of the best bromances of all time, dude.
It will. Like, and it's not going to be like reciprocal neither. It's going to be like a one-sided love and a one-sided hate. And it's just, it's amazing.
And it's funny that Thor's the one like, hey, man, just like, let's be friends, dude. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here?
He's like, yeah, I'm half human and I've been a god. He's like, well, I'm all god, so.
So, do you share... Most people's major complaint about it is the CGI
on
She-Hulk herself. They're like, she looks cartoonish. I'm like, I don't think that's finished product. I think that's just Disney giving it to us right now. And then when that comes out, it's going to look better and more. I'm like, because you're fucking insane if you don't think Disney has the money.
Right. No, like, even if it were like that, like, she was going to be CGI regardless. You're not going to find a tall Gina Carano type chick. I'm sorry.
Because
like, that can act and has freaking charisma. I'm sorry, you're asking for like the perfect storm. Good fucking luck.
She hasn't been born yet. Right. I'll say that like she's about a couple hundred years away from evolving.
Yeah, that's like complaining that Bruce Banner isn't freaking or Mark Ruffalo is actually like you know not shredded and 8 feet tall. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. She-Hulk is 6'7", 600 pounds.
Yeah, you need to go out to fucking Norway. Of
straight up lean muscle.
Yeah, you need a tall Scandinavian chick.
Yeah. But you're not going to find one built like that.
No. You need to find somebody bigger than the mountain. That can
actually act. Yeah. That can actually act and has charisma. You just can't do it. And the chick they got to play her is from Black Mirror, I think. Tatiana something or another. She's a gorgeous young lady.
Like I said, like their casting is...
Oh, they nail it.
Yeah.
They nail it. I don't think they've misfired yet.
No? I don't think so.
If
I mean, the last time people had beef was when they replaced Rhodey from Terrence Howard.
Well, to Don Cheadle. Terrence Howard couldn't say Iron Man. He just, come on, Iron Man.
he just wanted too much money up front. I know he's kicking himself now because it became a fucking
spiel. I mean, at the time, Robert Downey Jr. wasn't Robert Downey fucking Jr. No, he was coming off of that.
But we saw the Iron Man numbers for the first film, though. Oh, like, yeah. You knew, like, they were going to make at least three.
Because Terrence Howard was coming off of It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. What's the name of that damn?
Hustle and Flow.
You know, Oscar nomination. So he was smelling himself a little bit.
He was. He wanted to get paid more than RDJ.
Yeah, because that I mean, again, that was RDJ coming off coke binges and fucking up and going to prison. That was his
re-entrance to Hollywood.
Essentially, yeah. And that was his stamp, like, I'm back, bitches. And then he did Tropic Thunder and solidified it. And then,
dude, man.
Yeah.
Easily one of my favorite comedies.
It's a top 10, if not top 5 comedy movie. Oh, it's definitely all time.
Like, I can watch that bitch.
It's so quotable.
Yep. Oh, man. Dude.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
Huh? You want to bust that?
Yeah.
No, Jack Black is fucking legendary.
You know what I want to see? Well, what I'm eager to see in She-Hulk is who they have cameo. Because we saw Abomination. We know Bruce is there.
How do you feel about them bringing back the Stan Lee cameos? They're going to CGI him, is what they're saying.
Are they?
That's what they're saying. He's disrespectful. Because it made me think of the meme where, like, Mr. Krabs is like, I don't want to do it, but I feel like I have to. It has, like, Mr. Krabs as, like, Disney. the grave as says Stan Lee.
If it's done right, I'm for it.
Because there's plenty of Stan Lee impersonators out there.
I read this rumor, and that's all it is, so nobody take this to heart, is that instead of Stan Lee cameos, it's going to be Deadpool cameos in everybody's movies and shows.
I heard that rumor too, or that theory, or like the suggestion, I should say.
Yeah, let's call it more of a suggestion. And it's a solid suggestion.
It is, because I know Ryan Reynolds would be down for it.
Absolutely. Which Multiverse of Madness would have been a perfect place to begin that.
Oh, my God, dude.
It would have been the perfect.
If you had like just like a Mortal Kombat whoopsie type like plug.
Yeah, just as they were going through the universes, just look. Hey, what the fuck?
He could be the MCU's Where's Waldo type deal.
Oh, God.
And every movie just Deadpool walking around or fucking off or something. Like, anything. Like, in the background, just not even saying lines. Just have somebody, like, dressed in Deadpool, like, just do it, like, I don't know, banging a chick behind a dumpster for something. Like, who knows? Like, you could do it. Like,
yeah, you could.
Because I know Ryan Reynolds would be so fucking down for it. I think they're trying to get a script for Deadpool
3.
Yep.
Good. And Ryan's the only dude who could pull Hugh Jackman back to do fucking Wolverine because I know he wants to do something with Ryan Reynolds.
For like 6 years.
And I want to see, because Andrew Garfield is the best shit-talking Spider-Man of the three. So I want to see Ryan Reynolds and Andrew Garfield banter as Spider-Man and Deadpool.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
I want Deadpool to be in his universe. Cause I know. I can't trust anything Andrew Garfield says anymore. I can't.
Well, that was the point.
Like, I know.
Even though we all figured it out.
Oh, I'm going to take a break from acting. I'm like, no, fuck you. I was like, just because you came out with a rom-com type movie, like an inspirational, like really serious role type movie that he acted his ass in. Like, he showed his acting chops. And it came out.
Yeah, he can act.
Yeah, it came out just before the last Spider-Man movie. So he's like, oh, yeah, I think after those two movies, I'm just going to take a break. I'm like, fuck you. No, you're not. I was like, they pretty much confirmed that Tom Hardy's Venom is in your universe.
Yep.
I was like, and I know Toby's not coming back. He only came back for that one movie. He doesn't want to come back for more.
If he does, it's going to be cameos like that movie.
I think that's what, at most, he'd be down for. I'm like, but I know Andrew Garfield still wants to don the Spider-Man suit. He still wants to fight his first alien. And I just believe that's going to be the nuance.
Like, what alien would he fight?
It'd be Venom.
Okay, so yeah, he is a...
And Venom is fucking hilarious.
I mean, and technically Thanos hasn't been introduced in that universe.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it could be... The possibilities are endless. The multiverse is already cracked and fucked. And they pretty much confirmed that Loki is integral to what the fuck's going on because of his series.
Yeah, yeah, which is coming back for season two.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And then, excited about She-Hulk. Comes out in August, I think.
I believe so.
If I'm not mistaken, August or June. No, July or August.
That's really, that's a big change.
No, The Boys comes in June.
Yep.
Which, excited for that one. Let's see. See, She-Hulk. Is that the next Marvel show to come out?
I think so.
I don't think nothing's... Isn't... Yeah, I don't think anything's coming. Because it was Moon Knight that just...
August 17th.
Yep, there you go. August. Moon Knight just got done. Yeah, I don't think there's anything for June or July. If I'm not mistaken, at least Marvel-wise. Like I said, I know Love, Death, and Robots just came out today, so that's awesome. Yep. Part 3, I'm going to get on that.
Yeah, Alex was just talking about that shit.
Shit, what else?
New episode, new timeline. Let's see. I don't know. Half these lists are shit that already came out. Motherfuckers.
So, yeah. But overall, I'm excited. Because I'm actually a She-Hulk fan. Like, I have her comics and shit. And
oh, yeah. No, there's a bunch of girls that are... There's a lot of She-Hulk fans. Since the trailer dropped, something on the TikTok algorithm just put all these She-Hulk nerds that are actually girls, and there are so many dudes fucking gatekeeping, like, oh, you don't know She-Hulk. I'm like, dude, you guys are new to Marvel, you dumb fucking...
Dude, you are the jackasses that make women not fucking express their fandom.
Exactly. I'm like, don't gatekeep, dog. Like, I hate it when they, like, it's a pop quiz. Dudes do that with anime, too. Like, oh, what are your favorite animes? And it better not be Naruto or One Piece or Bleach. I'm like, who gives a shit, dog? Let them like them.
Like, when I see a chick or I interact with a chick on TikTok or Twitter about some shit like that, and I'm like, oh, for real? What got you into her? Because I love She-Hulk, and you don't meet that many She-Hulk fans.
Exactly.
Like when She-Hulk's solo series came out in 20, might have been 14 or 15, somewhere around there. Like, bruh, I went to 6 different comic book shops in this damn city trying to find it. They were sold out everywhere. I'm like, who the fuck is buying all these She-Hulks? I'm like, I've never seen She-Hulk fans.
This chick pulled out, like, went to her entertainment center, went, like, 3 shelves down. It says, like different comic heroes that are in there, like She-Hulk, da-da-da-da-da. Pulled that bitch open. It looked like a fucking vinyl record thing. Like, she's, up first appearance, boom.
Nice. I want that comic book, but I don't want to pay the price for it.
Dude, like, she was like, you think I don't know She-Hulk? Like, just shh.
Dude, one of the comments in that damn thread I was in on the book, fucking dude trying to dissect the trailer, and he's like, well, I don't understand the point of showing that car roll down, like, the side of the mountain. How is that significant to anything? We don't have them. Like, that's the fucking accident that gets her the blood transfusion from Bruce, you fucking moron. Like, oh, you know what? You know what? Like, they should have never gave you niggas internet.
Like, you shouldn't be on the internet if you can't internet, right?
It is simultaneously the greatest and worst thing that's ever happened to humanity.
Dude, like, That's how I feel about TikTok. Is like, it exposes people, and it exposes people. It gives a platform for literally everything, but it also gives platforms to fucking gatekeeping stupid nerds.
Oh, god damn it.
I don't even want to call them nerds. I think that's like a title you're not allowed to have.
Yeah, no. Dude, I hate gatekeeping in all its form.
We're only at 20.
Okay. Gatekeeping in all, whether it be comic books, music, like, especially, like, on Facebook, man, it'd be niggas just, like, they just refuse to accept Eminem as, like, like one of the greats. He just...
Dude, there's a reason why nobody touches that man.
And I was like, look, dude, whoever your favorite rapper is, I guarantee goddamn you that if you ask him about Eminem, a few things might get said, like, man, he's dope as fuck, but his music ain't for me. Fair enough. All right, cool. My favorite rapper's Tech N9ne. Not everybody likes the dude. I get it. But you cannot say that this white boy ain't one of the most lyrical sons of bitches to ever come around. Like, even in the diss tracks that MGK tried, like...
Tried so hard.
You gave him a compliment. Like, you read a dictionary and thesaurus. Oh, I'm sorry. That's basically educating yourself with new vernacular, you idiot. Like, how are you criticizing that?
Man.
His chosen profession to express himself is with words.
You the might more, as well be a fucking wordsmith.
Yeah. The more words you know, the better to express yourself.
This man made sandwich and orange rhyme. Like, that is a wordsmith level, like, that's... on up there with like the way RZA constructed the 16 bar delivery, like, no, not RZA, Rakim, my bad. How dare?
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, hold on, bud. What are you talking
RZA
about?
RZA never did nothing like that. But like, yeah, because I talked about, I was talking to somebody about it, because they're like, oh yeah, MGK. Well, I'm like, how? I'm like, because he had a song that was on SoundCloud for 6 months, and he just felt like to put that on the mainstream, and then. Within the same weekend, make a music video about it.
How could he have won when he switched genres?
Yeah.
That beef made him go into rock and roll, painting his nails, and wearing
claiming himself to be an emo dude, yeah. Now.
And making a shitty cover.
Oh my God, yeah. I feel so sorry for
Linkin Park. One of the most, like, you want to gatekeep that. Like,
dude.
Gatekeep shitty people covering fucking great songs. Like.
Yeah, no, I... You don't like
if Chester Wooden did, he would have killed himself after that. like I can't believe
he would have got out the fucking Nirvana route, dog.
I just can't believe you did that to my shit.
Yeah, no, like I was like, that's you don't touch. Like, you don't have the vocal capabilities to sing a Linkin Park song. Like, that's not just screaming. Like, he actually held a fucking note.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And I know when Linkin Park first came out, that people were like, oh, that's not real rock and roll. I'm like, it's an alternative rock. Like, it's got a pop sense to it, but it also has a fucking rapper in there. Mike Shinoda is literally rapping in a rock, alternative rock instrumental. I was like, they're not your typical rock band.
No, they're
that's
not.
Fine. Like, Evanescence wasn't really a rock band, but they got fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And nobody says,
wait, did they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got Rock and Roll Band of the Decade, too.
Evanescence?
Yes.
All right.
I was like, I mean, Amy Lee did her fucking shit, even though they only made,
isn't
like...
Isn't that the band that sang that, All the Things She Said?
Wake me up inside.
Oh, okay. Then.
Evanescence.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, I was like, those are variations of rock. Like, there's like, variations of fucking hip-hop and shit, like...
Well, I mean, rappers are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. So now I'm assuming...
Everybody is now.
At some point, they're just going to call it the Music Hall of Fame.
They should.
And just have a rock and roll wing, a rap wing, and, you know...
I know we're getting off topic from She-Hulk and shit, but, like, did you see that tag I gave you?
She-Hulk loves music.
She do. But, like, did you see that tag I gave you? Like oh, who's an icon? Well, it was the guy who stitched it. He's like, who's... Who can replace Michael Jackson? Tell me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, get the Drizzy? Are you fucking kidding me? He ain't been the shit since Take Care.
So I was going to make a TikTok, and I still might do it to it.
You should. Please do it.
And I'll give y'all my answer here first.
Exclusive.
The answer to that question for me, and this is just my personal opinion, is that if we're just no one entertainer right now, can come close to what Michael does. No.
Or has done.
Or yeah. Like, I feel like when Michael died, his essence went into two people. Musically, The Weeknd is as close to Michael Jackson as this generation will ever fucking get. just I'm from a pure music standpoint, he's got the fucking, he's got the hits. His music is diverse as shit, because that new Don FM album he got is fucking fire. And the one before that one was a banger. So he got, but he can't dance for shit. He just moves. The other side, the yang to that yin is Bruno Mars. He has the performance type shit that Mike was known for, the putting on a fucking show, can dance better than The Weeknd. He ain't Michael Jackson level, obviously. But stylistically, musically, he's not a Michael Jackson.
He's the only person I've ever seen moonwalk a good 30 yards.
Bruno?
Yeah.
Wait, oh, it's the Super Bowl? No, that wasn't.
No, he did that with when he came out with Finesse for with Cardi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, damn, I forgot about that one. That 90s vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you could somehow, you know, if they could Gogeta this shit and fuse together.
To me, he's more like along the line, like Bruno Mars is more along the lines of a better dancing James Brown Prince type of person. Like, that's the closest we'll get out of those two is Bruno. I think as far as like consistency and good music and just being an entertainer as a whole, I get that to Breezy, Chris Brown.
And see, my problem with that is, what's his Thriller?
What's his Thriller?
Chris Brown does not have a classic album. He has classic hits. Yeah. He has classic singles. But name a Chris Brown album.
Fame.
Is that really one? I'd have to Google it because I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I mean, like, because I listen to all of his like soundtracks that I want, because he samples a lot, and he just, because right now he's dabbling into Afro beats now.
Okay.
Which I fucking love Afro beats. It's a good vibe no matter what you're fucking going through. It's a good vibe. And like he,
I mean, dance wise, Chris Brown is the closest we'll get to Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why they had him do the Michael Jackson tribute.
Yep. And he killed that shit.
Yeah, he did.
He fucking and murdered
like,
that
he,
shit.
He can sing, like, he can be soulful. He always adds a couple soulful songs, a couple of like club joints, and now he's doing like he did Time and Affection, which is an Afrobeats inspired song, and it's fucking amazing. I was like, this shit's the vibe. I'm all for that shit. I think like, since he first came out, he's been consistent with producing music and keeping up with the times. And as far as like shows go, I think he's an entertainer enough to where he can actually do the Michael. Because everybody remembers his first album that came out or whatever. Everybody recalls Wall to Wall and Run It and shit like that. But like there's Fame, which is the album that came out after his Rihanna incident. Like there's a lot, and because some people are like, oh, Usher. I mean, Usher's his Thriller album is 8701, or My Way, one of the two. But his other songs have been,
or Confessions.
There was a lot of songs I skipped on Confessions, both part one and two.
it is probably My Way though. His debut, like, well, I don't even think, not technically a sophomore effort, but yeah, My Way was fucking big.
Yeah, no, it was huge because like I mean, think about all the artists that came out and everybody he did like tracks with. Lil Kim was on and popping then. Like I think he did it. Was it My Way that he did a song with Monica?
I think so.
But yeah, like.
But vocally, Usher can't stand up to Michael.
No, fuck no. He can't. I don't even think he can stand up to Chris Brown.
No, he can't. Vocally. Chris Brown can actually really sing. But like he needs a Thriller album. He needs just that album where he has like seven number one singles like Michael did.
Well, like, I mean, if you
and The Weeknd. The Weeknd's the only other one to do that.
Ariana Grande.
Her shit don't count because they're counting streams.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, like, it's...
Like, streaming is kind of fucking up numbers.
That's why people are, like, pitching Drake. Like, oh, nobody can do Drake numbers. I'm like, if you correlate inflation to Michael Jackson's sales, I'm like, he still blows everybody out of the water.
Yep.
Like, you guys just have more avenues. Like, nobody's buying, really, CDs now.
I'm going to Google... Now, CDs are becoming like like vinyl did. I'm like, oh my God, you had a CD player? Oh, well, let me see your CD collection.
Dude.
That's why I'm holding on to my book of fucking CDs I have. I'm like, someday, because I fucked up and got rid of all my Disney VHSs I had. And I was like, well, Fuck, I should have held on to those.
Man, vinyls came back.
Dude, my daughter's collecting them.
Yeah, like, there's brand new vinyl players in Walmart and Target and Best Buy. Which, by the way, Best Buy has, like, laptops on sale for, like, $200.
Nice.
Like, pretty decent ones. I'm like, I might go get one. But, like, you know, I just think, like, as far as, like, all aspects are concerned, I think Chris Brown is the closest we'll get to a Michael Jackson tier. It's not Drake. I'm sorry.
No, it can't be Drake. He has a ghostwriter. Michael Jackson at least wrote all. He wrote a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, no, Drake. Fuck no, no.
Yeah, no.
Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey Graham.
I feel like Soulja Boy. Drake.
They've been calling me Drake longer. They've been calling me Draco since 01.
Dude, just Thriller alone. Just in the U.S. alone. This is not worldwide sales.
Well, yeah, no. How many people busted a nut while Michael Jackson looked in your direction?
You know what I mean? Like, 34 million albums of Thriller just in the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're not going to have another Michael Jackson, but if I were to put anybody close to it.
And that would be the other thing that holds Chris Brown back, I feel like. I don't think he has worldwide appeal.
Well, like, I actually don't know.
Not to the extent of Michael Jackson. I don't think anybody does. The closest would be Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno is well-traveled.
Yeah, like in terms of worldwide fucking.
I like him in Silk Sonic, but like I need him to go do his own shit again. I like Anderson .Paak, but at the same time, like I need Bruno classics again. I need another Chunky. I need another Finesse. I need another all that shit.
Worldwide, over 100 million albums of just Thriller. Mm. That's more than most artists' entire discography.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what? And that album came out in 1982. Like, I was born, and he was like, damn, he's a great kid. I'm going to make an album called Thriller after this guy. I was born 9 months later, Thriller came out. All I'm saying is, like, you know, coincidence, I think not. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, there it is. So, if you learn nothing today, just give Marvel a chance because quit doubting them until they. I haven't seen Morbius yet, but apparently that's, like, their one misstep. And yes. Even then, that's not really MCU. That's, I think, Sony. That's in collaboration with Sony, ain't?
Yes.
Ain't it? Because I think that's
but
like...
Even then, it wasn't that terrible. But I went in with low expectations.
I guess that's the key, too. Quit raising the fucking bar to, like, these unachievable levels.
It's poor Jared Leto. You just can't win.
I saw a goddamn fusion meme of Goku yep. and Vegeta. I'm like, DC's worst movie. Marvel's worst movie. Jared Leto. I was like, goddamn
it. There was like, oh, this is going to be his redemption from, like, how kind of how Ron Reynolds... was Green Lantern, and he came out as Deadpool. I was like, we all know he should have been fucking Deadpool from the
movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, X-Men Origins, that should have been it. Or Wolverine Origins, my bad. Like, that should have been, like, your clear thing. Or Blade Trinity, you're at the very latest. Like, that should have been it.
Yeah, because even before he, you know, the Origins, when he was just Van Wilder. When he was just Wade Wilson in there, I'm like, yep, that's Deadpool. Talking shit with his swords, doing shit that nobody else is doing. Yep. Love it. And then they did what the fuck they did.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, no, I trust Marvel to make movies. I trust DC to make series.
And animated.
Yep, animated movies. They're killing
it. I trust them with animation.
Young Justice is the shit right now.
I just started season 4.
It's good.
I'm like... 5 episodes in, but My Hero's taking up all my time because I'm in season 4 of My Hero right now. I'm like, oh, this shit is getting. I just found watched the episode with Mirio.
Oh
the big three. Power! The big three. He's just like, this shit is dope,
dude. He's.
I was like, I want to see what the other two's powers are because Mirio's power is dope. Like he can just phase.
Yep.
And when he stops phasing, the fucking wherever he's at rejects him, so he just fucking gets flung forward. And he
plans his battle strategy around that.
And he's like, depending on the position I hold or the angle I go in at, depends on where the fuck I come out at. I was like, oh.
It's He looks like Fallout Boy, which is awesome. And like, it's just funny. He's like, oh, you guys want some of my Willy?
Sorry about that.
Like, right. I just like how Jiro just can't handle seeing a dick. Like the earphone jack girl. Like, she's like, oh, like she's the one who overreacts the most. Like, oh, you a dirty girl. I can tell.
Yeah.
The way you overreact.
I love it. Girl. Yeah, that shit's getting so good.
But yeah, no, like, he's, like, the way he uses his intangibility, like, to solidify just before he gets, or just after he gets past your defense, it's fucking legit. He just gut shots everybody. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, and then Deku figured out, he was like, oh, he's gonna come up from behind me. And he was like, what? He wasn't surprised. I'm like, that's Deku, boy. That's the chosen one. You better back the fuck up.
He's like, oh, you're the, what is it called, the problem child or something like that?
Yeah, but, and then when he tells them, like, I worked hard to achieve this shit. This shit wasn't easy.
Oh, no, even Todoroki was like, I ain't fighting him. No.
Yeah. Todoroki's a beast. And I just see Deku's wheels turning like, oh, this is the other part of the puzzle that his puzzle is slowly coming together. It was so funny when he fucked his arms up and he was like, oh, yeah, I can kick.
Yeah, like, because like, always like, you're still trying to fight like me. He's like, what do you mean? The Hatsume gives him the idea that, well, if your arms keep breaking, use your legs. He's like, it's yeah. Right in front of my fucking face.
He's like, oh, yeah, I do have legs. Like, like, come on, Deku, goddammit.
He's thinking about everything else but himself.
Man.
I mean, because when you idolize your hero, I guess you want to be them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, but you saw his arms all the time. And yeah, he also never broke his shit. He said right when he got his quirk, he was already able to use it.
And now Baku knows the secret. So.
Oh, so you saw them squat.
Oh, yeah, that was a good fight. That was a good fight.
Dude, that.
And it pissed Bakugo off that he won the fight. You better never fucking lose again.
Right.
I was like.
You got his power. You didn't even kick my ass, goddammit.
I was like, Bakugo is a fucking savage.
Dude, he is like. If you haven't watched Demon Slayer yet, but like, he's literally just like the dude with the boar mask. Dude, I follow him on Instagram on the login one. That voice actor, he's also the voice actor for Eren Yeager on Attack on Titan and shit like that. Like, that dude loves his job. Like, he loves that he's a voice actor. I'm here for it.
I love it.
Yeah, like, he was at a convention, and he was doing whatever line they wanted him to say. He was all about it. And he was, like, yelling in his Inosuke voice, and then, like, it summoned Chris Sabat, the guy who voices All Might. He's like, did you call me? Well, he's like, he answered as Vegeta, though. Like, we're powering up over here, and I'm not here? What the hell? It's just amazing. But yeah, no, that was our spiel on She-Hulk
and other things
and Deku. But yeah, no, whole speaking, I'm excited for what the MCU has going.
I just wish Disney did the same thing that Netflix does. Release all the damn episodes at once so I can fucking binge this shit.
Yeah.
Because with Moon Knight, I watched the first two and I was like, nope, I'm done. I'm going to let all them shits come out and then I'm going to watch the fuck out of them.
So
and I'm
good.
So glad I did because
Moon Knight. It's so good.
Like, I got to go back and watch it again. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I always watch it twice because I want to see the Easter eggs they leave behind because they always leave Easter eggs.
Yep.
I'm not like that one. Just like, oh, why is the car falling? There's no Easter egg there. Shut up. That's called context. I want to see like the little posters that are in the back, because like, it's usually something that's going to happen later on, or something that's already happened. Because they did it in the Daredevil one, where they reference the Chitauri's attacking New York and shit. Like, that's always interesting. I'm like, I want to see what happens there.
Wait. Okay, so have you watched it twice since all the Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I need to.
I need to do that too. Okay, that being said, She-Hulk, August 17th. Quit complaining about shit because I feel like this is the internet's fault. They complain about it, then it comes out, and they're like, oh, that was fucking amazing.
Just go in with low expectations then. That way you can enjoy it more. And then, if you can take anything from this, don't gatekeep. Just embrace that there are other nerds and they're being okay being fucking nerds. Even if they're not knowledgeable, then be a fucking source for them. Like, put them on game. Put, like, tell them to watch it. Tell them to read it. Whatever the fuck. Give them links.
Like, It's like these gatekeeping fuckfaces get offended that there's casual fans that want to see this. Like, dude, you should be all about spreading this if it's something you love. Like, oh, you've never seen She-Hulk? Oh, man. Let me tell you about Jen.
That's why you're watching fucking My Hero right She's now.
A, one of the best lawyers in the MCU next to Matt Murdock. B, she's the Hulk's cousin. C, she's all fucking about hilarious. Breaking the fourth wall, funny as shit. Never takes herself too serious until it's time. And it was like, dude, it's I anticipate it being a fun ride.
Yeah, no, I'm, and that it's a fucking series.
Yeah.
Like, it's a show. I'm all for it. Because the last few have been really good. Like, Loki was dope. I liked Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I did too. Because that one actually had, like, message behind it.
No, that had some DC... like CW DC like hero type shit going on there.
Yeah, I like
that. Was dope.
WandaVision was dope.
If you get past the first three or four episodes,
It was the first two for me because I was like, I'm gonna grind this out, and then it started. I was like, oh, this shit picked up. Oh,
it came full circle.
Yeah,
because like she even said like, I can't feel you or talking. I was like, oh my god, that's deep, because they said the same thing about Vision. Like,
and yeah. Hawkeye was good because they brought back Kingpin. When Kingpin came, I was like, oh.
Yeah, no.
So they're officially part of that shit. And then Spider-Man confirmed it with Daredevil. And oh, before we get out of here, Disney has announced that Daredevil will be coming back as a series.
Oh, and yeah. I'm excited about
fucking
that.
Fucking here for it, because that's my favorite.
What about Jessica Jones?
Her, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist are TBD.
I don't care about Iron Fist, to be honest with you. Luke Cage, it was all right.
Daredevil's the one I was just like...
Me too. I like Daredevil and I like Jessica Jones because I liked her battling herself. Because I want her to get back to fucking...
I would like for Marvel to do the Defenders over and do it right.
Yes.
Like, if I could get that and pair Luke Cage and Iron Fist. They don't need their own solo. They need to be heroes for hire.
Yes.
That's what the fuck I want to see. And since they introduced Colleen and Iron Fist, Misty Knight and Jessica, and Luke Cage and shit... They can be the Daughters of the Dragon. There's another show y'all could do and be great.
Yeah, no, like I kind of want to just get past all the building. Like the building movies and shit.
Yeah, we don't need like... That was one of the things I loved about the Batman. Like we didn't see him transition from Bruce Wayne to Batman. It was just like, we know who the fuck he is. It's just year two of this shit. And it's like, you know who he is. Now look, watch what he does.
Yeah, like I don't need like something like how they did the Eternals. Like it was just like a big thing to a bigger picture. They're gonna build up Adam Warlock when he comes out and shit like that. Yeah. I don't need that.
Yeah, Eternals needed that, but that's another story.
Yeah, but anyway, that's our interpretation. Let us know what you guys think. By all means, give us your opinion on the matter.
Quit gatekeeping, you fuck faces.
Yeah, before I throat chop you. Log out.